members of the family all wear black. You'd say they were in. Well, you know, when they're crying and grieving and so forth, you might say they're in more
pain.
Or more. This is after the death in the family. And you say the people might wear black bands on their arms. You might say they're in more
mourning.
Sure. And then if a person says, how do you feel today? You say, oh, I feel
very well.
Okay. And do you ever use tolerable?
Yeah, I've heard lots of that used.
Now, how does that differ from very well?
Well, it all means the same thing.
Okay.
It's just two different words.
Uh-huh. Would you pronounce that last one?
Say very well or feel very calm, feel common or very well.
Or tolerable. All right. And if someone's troubled about something, you say, everything will be all right,
don't worry.
And if you get pains in your,
in your elbow,
in all these places, in your legs, you say, I got a
flu,
or case of
flu, or arthritis, or something like that.
What's that? Yeah.
Arthritis.
Yeah. And then, this was something that a lot of children, it caused the death of a lot of children, years ago, probably even before your time, but in the late 19th century, and they'd get a fever and their throats would get swollen up and they actually choke to death.
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about that, but yeah. I've heard a little bit about it.
And then a disease that causes a yellowing of the skin and the
yellow janders.
Yeah. And a person gets a pain down in his right side, he might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
And a person can't keep food down, you say he
vomits.
All right. And then how about any crude terms for that you've heard? All right. And a person feels that way, you say he's sick.
In his stomach.
All right. And someone had some news, and you say, why? Someone wanted to tell you some news. I said, why did he come over? And you say, he came over
to bring you the news.
Okay. And if a man is before a man and woman are married and he's going over to her house regularly, you might have said, especially years ago, old fashioned term, he's her.
He's her boyfriend.
Yeah, sure. And when he's going over to see her, you'd say he's
going to see his girlfriend.
When he's going to see his girlfriend, would you ever use something like
sweetheart?
Yeah, or, well, what I was thinking about was something like courting or walking out with or sparking with or...
Yes, I've heard those words, sparking.
How about courting?
Yes, I've heard that. It's this a certain fella to be a courting, a certain girl.
Okay. And then when a boy comes home on a date, if he's on a date with his girlfriend, he comes home and his little brother sees lipstick on his collar, and he says, oh, he says, looks like you've been
kissing.
Okay. And then if the man and woman were going to be married, but she decided against it, and so you'd say, she
backed out on
him. And would you ever use something like she gave him something,
the cold foot or something like that.
Okay. All right. But if she didn't, you say, then they went ahead and got
married.
And the man who stands up at the wedding with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride
is the bridemaid.
All right. Now, do you remember? I don't suppose they do this around here as much as they used to, but they have a noisy. Play all kinds of tricks on the bride and groom right after the wedding.
Well, yeah, they used to throw rocks or something like that.
Yeah. Do you remember though? Did they ever years ago used to fire off guns and?
Ring cowbells,
yeah.
And such things like that. Yeah,
yeah,
way back on they did, but I was too little.
Sure. Do you remember what that was called, though?
Serenade.
Okay. And then if I asked you where someone lived, let's say,